You know, I don't know if I uploaded an audio yet about how the Illuminati sacrifice starts. The seed starts right now. The helicopter seeds are falling off the tree right now. So they're getting ready for... They're trying to set people up for August and Burning Man and all that. It's a sacrificial system, but they don't know that Jesus paid it all. So they're trying to, just like Caiaphas in the Bible, he said, we have to have a sacrifice. You want Barabbas or Jesus? And they picked Jesus. We got to have a sacrifice. The high priest said that, the magician priest class. They believe in human sacrifice. God never said a human sacrifice. But Jesus went to the cross in your stead. Now, in the Old Testament, it says, the firstborn who split the matrix are mine. And that's why, you know, you had the Nazarite vow and all that kind of stuff. But what's happening is they start now. The game starts now. I had to call a psychologist or some kind of organization that works with mental health. I had to call and scold them about their website because I got an email from them. I said, I didn't do the email. I said, does your website verify an email? And they said, no, you just fill out a form. I said, see, anybody can fill out that form. They played this game last year or year before or something. They always play the same games. Let me tell you some of the games that they play that they don't want you to wake up. They don't see, if you escape Babylon and you start speaking the truth and telling people how to escape Babylon and show people how to see past their little cube world. And you might say, what do you mean cube world? Well, some people get upset over washing dishes. If washing dishes is, if your world is so small that you get upset about washing dishes, something wrong with you. Something wrong. If that's as big as your world is, you're still in a cube. You're still in a slave mindset. And so I don't even know if I want to do this. I've already talked about it. They want to isolate you. They want to make you think you're crazy. They gaslight you, just like the movie Gaslight. I guess that's the name of the movie. They want to gaslight you. They want to make you sound, if you see past, they're so caught up in the superficial that they, you, here's how you catch one of them. There's many ways, but here's one way. If they only talk superficial, basketball, football, and they can't talk about anything deep spiritual, they're superficial. They have no truth. If they can't go deep in conversation, it's because they're superficial. And if they're superficial, they're slaves to Babylon. And if they attack you when you do go deep, when you do use your brain, when you do speak the truth, when you do rightly divide, when you do look for deeper spiritual truths that are hidden in plain view, because you can see it and they can't, they have to attack you. Think about it. And they want to take you out. They want to defame you, kill you, suicide you. They want to isolate you. They want to mind control you. They want to make you think you're crazy or tell people you're crazy when you know you're not. They want to do everything they can to diminish you. The Jezebel wants to demasculate you. The whole system wants to demasculate men because that's the Jezebel spirit. And that's why, think about it. Why do most men die at 50, 55, and their wife lives to about 80? What's that about? Look at the statistics. It's not a coincidence. I see I see people my age got gray hair already. It's like, what is that about? Because they're stressed over stuff that they don't need to be stressed in. We got to have this party. We got to do this Christmas decoration. We got to do this Halloween. We got to go over here to Thanksgiving. We got to do the Easter thing. We got to get there on time. We can't miss a day of church. We got to do this. We got to do this. No wonder you're stressed out. No wonder you can't see the deep truth because you're so superficial. You can't think for yourself. And that's what they want. They want you to be a zombie in the system and the distractions, the music, the media, the TV, the news, the medical, the lie, all of it. It's a distraction to get you not to sit down and be still and know that I am and hear from God directly. They don't even believe that's possible. I've even heard Baptist people say, God don't speak today. Yeah, he does. He's always speaking. I've heard his audible voice 9 times in my life. But he's always speaking by his spirit every day, by truth, by the Bible, by situations, by people around you. God is always speaking. And if you can't hear him, sad. That's pathetic. If you claim to be saved and you can't hear God speaking to you, that's sad. You better find out what's wrong, because it ain't God that's the problem. If Jesus is the Word, and he spoke it all into existence, then God is always speaking. Now, is he speaking anything new? No, it's the same stuff. Believe on Jesus. Get saved. Walk by faith. Walk in the Spirit. Die to self. Love your neighbor. Go to work. If a man don't work, he don't eat. God is saying the same stuff all the time, and just depends on where you're at, if you can hear it or not. Wives, obey your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. God is always speaking, and he's speaking the same truth. God doesn't change. He's the same today and yesterday. The reason you don't want to hear it is because you probably think you've already arrived. If you think you've already arrived, you don't have anything to, you don't really need to listen to anything that God has to say. If you think you've, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've rightly divided the word. There's always more to learn. Every time you open the Bible, you should be learning more. Every time you read a verse, you should be learning more. Every time you look out in front of you, you should be learning more. Yeah, you know all things. Because really what happened at the cross is all things. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That's all things. It's really all you need to know. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness down here in his word. My point is, they're always attacking. They're always trying to set up a new Illuminati sacrifice for August, September. That's why 9/11 it happened. They're always trying to cloak, get you to believe a lie, gaslight you, to distract you. Even the recent shootings, there's a distraction from what's going on with them signing documents. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I don't know. But I'm saying the news, it's all distraction. If it did happen, then they said, well, let's sign this document now since the news. They're just waiting on something to happen so they can sign documents to make you more of a slave to distract you. But you're already a slave. Cube. 666 cube slave bio robot. Biobot. Biological robot, biobots, you're running on a program and don't even know it. Your basketball, your football, what did that one conspiracy guy say? He's dead now, the IRS shot him. What was his name? I know it, but I forgot. I forgot his name, but anyway, he said, somebody asked him, he says, why are these basketball players and football players getting paid millions of dollars? He said, no job will pay you millions of dollars. No job is worth $1 million. He said, the reason that they're paying them this is because it's the circus. It's the Roman games. It's the Roman Empire distraction. So if they can create all these Roman Colosseum games, no, it's a distraction for what's really going on. So they create all these basketball players, football players, actors, actresses, to create a situation where you're so distracted in your little cube and your little box, or your little life, that you get so upset about somebody not washing dishes, or if they don't want to wash dishes. Somebody says, I ain't washing dishes. You get upset because you got to vacuum a floor, a 10 by 10 floor, which is piddly. You get upset because you got to take the trash out, because they've put you in this little box that your small world is such a big thing to you, and it's really nothing. Your little cube house, your little cube apartment is so small compared to the big picture, it's not even funny. And so they're trying to keep you, and they're always looking for somebody who breaks free. I mean, look what they did to Kanye West. All these singers and all these people who break free from the program, if they don't support the program, like Lady Gaga, she probably knows, but she didn't choose to break free. She chose to stay in it. She probably went a little bit crazy. I don't remember. Like Britney Spears went a little crazy, but they stayed in it. They stayed in it. They chose to be a part of it. There's people who stay in it. Rihanna, Gaga, all of them. They stayed in it. They had their little prime time in the sun, and then the next people come on the scene. And it's just a regurgitation of lies and distractions and bells and whistles and circus and games, Roman Colosseum games to distract the people from what's really going on. The money's collapsing. The dollar's being devalued. Your price of rent's going up, and everything's going up. But they want to distract you with games, and instead of a Monopoly game, it's at your local Coliseum, or it's on your TV or your phone, or Joe Rogan's talking about it. But at least Joe Rogan's starting to talk about some things that are a little bit deeper and call out the insanity. At least he's starting to do that now. But he couldn't do it for a while because he had to play the game. All of them. MMA, fighting, it's all Coliseum games to distract you from what's really going on. From really waking up. So they want to make you think you're crazy, or get other people to think you're crazy. They want to shut you down, shut you up. If you give out the good news that Jesus alone saves, if you say Jesus plus works, they'll leave you alone. But if you say faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, period, they will attack you. Even the churches, it's all, you go to a church, instead of people growing spiritually, they go to these little meetings, and they're so busy with meetings and get-togethers that nobody's really talking about anything deep. It's all surface, superficial. And they get you to work 8 hours, and you're so busy at work that you're so stressed out. They try to stress you out at work that you don't even think deep thoughts. God gave you a whole day to think about Him and deeper stuff. And you're so stressed out, you can't think about nothing. But I got to get to the dentist. I got to pay that bill. I got to answer that email. It's just ridiculous, people. It's insanity. I mean, it's really insanity. And when you talk to somebody who's a zombie, a biobot, they're programmed by Babylon, and they're a biobot, and you try to talk to them, And they look at you like you're crazy when they're just the hive mind. It's a fractal. Every person you meet, unless they're saved and spirit-filled, every person you meet is a fractal. You're looking at, they're just a copy of each other. And so be ready, because from now, from March, April, May, June, July, August, they're looking for a sacrifice. And if don't let it be you. You got to stay away. Don't trust people who try to get into your world without testing and trying the spirits. And watch their words. And keep notes. If it's a new person, don't trust the person just because they showed up on your doorstep. What is their motive? What is your motive? What is their motive? Even when somebody shows up, you have to ask, what is your motive? Because they already know. They've tracked you from a child. They already know your motives. But do you know your own motive? Why do you let that narcissistic psychopath into your world? What is your motive? And so if you pay attention to your own heart motive, they can't mess with you. Because you know if your motive's pure. If your motive's right, let's say somebody wants to come in and wants you to take care of them or save them. Well, if your motive is to save them, that's idolatry. You want to be Jesus for them, you can't. And so the motive is important. It's not even as much as their motive, but your motive. Because the devil plays multidimensional, multi-level games to attack your heart. And there's no new game. Pay attention to your motive. Is it greed? Is it lust? Is it pride? Is it selfishness? Is it want to be somebody's savior? Is it idolatry? You know, what is the motive? Is it laziness? Is it fear? You know, pay attention to the motive in your heart, and you beat the devil. Because if you keep your heart right, the devil can't touch you.